Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he's our buddy from the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. He's Mr. Tyvus Powell. Hello, Tyvus.
What's up, Grumpy?
What's going on with y'all, too?
How are you?
You two have not changed one bit.
Well, of course. God. Well, you know, it's only been like a couple 2 weeks. Months. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to change overnight. I mean, you are the happiest person I've ever met in my life, probably.
I'm grumpy. I want to be grumpy.
You are the exact opposite of grumpy.
That's very true. You,
they say when you get older, like, you tend to get grumpier.
No, you're not.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, come on, man. Here's a list of things that hurt.
Okay, so tell me this one. As a guy who, you know, you played defensive back, you're out there, you're on the edge, you're at corner by yourself, or you're moving to safety, and you're covering wide receivers, and, you know, you're looking at running backs, and you got quarterbacks that you're dealing with. And the team that you're working with goes out and drafts a defensive lineman and an offensive lineman. Does that bore you, or do you think, yes, way to fill in the trenches?
Oh, that is like, I'm happy. I'm extremely happy about that. You mean to tell me as a DB now I only got a cover for less than 3 seconds because you went and got another pass rusher? And on top of that, he's giving pressure down the middle of the line. Oh, my goodness. This is the greatest thing going. I know Myles Garrett is extremely happy.
Tyvus, I thought of you for a second after the Browns made their first pick, and I wondered what it's like when you're a guy from Cleveland, and whether you're a free agent or whether you're drafted or not, gets a phone call from the Browns and says, hey, you know, we'd like for you to be on the team, even if it was one of five teams you were with in 27. But that first call you got in 2017 was from the Browns. And, like, what is that like?
It is actually a dream come true because, like, for me, I can't speak for everybody else, but I can speak for the majority of the athletes that's from Cleveland. You know, you grow up all your life and you watch the Browns, you study the Browns, you're fans of the Browns. And obviously things haven't always been great, you know, as a childhood. But now you get an opportunity to wear that orange and brown and try to help that organization turn things around. Like that's what you want to do because you're going to go in there, you're going to give it your all. You're going to give it more than your all, everything you have, because this is where you're from. It just means much more to you. So it's a blessing to be a Cleveland Brown, and I feel like anybody that's from the area, you know, like I talked to Justin. Justin's excited. Denzel was excited. Mike Hall was excited. Like everybody that's from this area that grew up a Cleveland Browns fan, when you get that opportunity, you want to go in there, you want to give it your all, and do everything you can to bring this city a Super Bowl, because you know what it means to this city. You know, you've been a citizen, you've been a fan, and, you know, you've been talking amongst the fans, and that's the only thing that's missing out of this organization is a Super Bowl. And if you can be a part of that and be a piece to help get you there, it's like you'll be a legend in your city forever. So I think that's the goal and the mindset of anybody that's from the area that, you know, wants to be a, that becomes a Cleveland Brown.
Tyvis Powell joining us. Tyvis, you work with the Browns. You also do Ohio State stuff. You do a lot of college stuff. Tell us about Mike Hall. What are the Browns getting in a young defensive lineman?
Well, they're getting a great pass rusher for sure down the middle. You know, Mike Hall led the Buckeyes 2 years ago in sacks. He had 4.5 sacks, which is, if people don't know, it don't sound like a lot, but to do it from the defensive tackle position where you're getting double teamed constantly, it's very impressive. He was getting TFLs. It was games that Mike Hall just looked like a man amongst boys. He did battle some injuries, so that kind of kept him sidelined a little bit. But when he's in there, he is a really good pass rusher, very physical guy. You'll see him knock guys down, and he just has a lot of fun. He plays with a ton of passion. So I think the Browns got this one right. You know, obviously, you know, you put him in the group with a bunch of veteran defensive tackles like Dalvin Tomlinson, Shelby Harris, all those guys, Q Jefferson that just got there. You put him with those guys and let him learn some more and, you know, put him in that rotation. You got another premier pass rusher that can be effective. So on third down, you know, you can just pin your ears back and let it fly. And you got so many guys that have the ability to get to the ball that I think that the competition will be who gets there first. You know, everybody's got to bring their best move, because if you don't, the other guys go get there first. So I think he's going to thrive in this Jim Schwartz defense. Obviously, we know with Jim Schwartz, he has a history of taking defensive tackles and turning them into Pro Bowlers. And, you know, Mike Hall is one of those guys that once he develops correctly and he's in this system for a while, he will be that guy. And hopefully we can afford to pay him when that time comes.
You can just give him a little extra what you got. You can give him some NIL, some Browns NIL money if you need it. You can give him some of your NIL.
He's off my books now, you know. It's just up for the Browns. Jimmy Haslam got to take care of him now.
Hey, what did you think when they picked Zach Zinter?
You know, I like the pick. Obviously, I don't – now that I'm 30 years old and out of college, I don't – you know, it doesn't bother me that he went to the Wolverines and that he's a Wolverine. When I watched him play, I remember a guy that was very physical, that dominated in the run game, because I got to watch it for, the last three years. So I know he's physical in the trenches. He can get guys removed. When I talked to Kevin about him after they draft him, and we spent a couple of minutes talking to Kevin on the radio about it, he said he reminds him a lot of Wyatt Teller. So that means that he's a physical guy that can pull and do all the other things. I think he would have been a first-round pick if he didn't, you know, have that injury in the game last year. But I think he's a really solid player, the guy that's going to be in the future guard of this position and a future all-pro. I know we can't afford to keep paying both guards $12 million. So, you know, whether Joe Bitonio retires in a couple of years or Wyatt Teller moves on or something, I think when he goes in there, we won't skip a beat. We'll still get that same great guard play from Zach Zinter.
Big picture on this one, Tyvis. Looking at the work Andrew Berry has done on the defensive line to give Jim Schwartz what he needs, and looking at, you know, right now you have DeJuan Jones and Zinter as backups, along with Luke Whippler. Those guys could, in theory, you think, well, those guys could be starters in the National Football League. I'm just really impressed with what he's done to fortify both sides of the line.
You know, Jeff, when you talk about that, that's the one thing that a lot of people don't think about. You know, a lot of people only think about Andrew Berry and the missed draft picks that he's had, you know, with the wide receiver position is where everybody likes to go. But the reason I give Andrew Berry a ton of credit, and I think I said this towards the end of the year last year, is that he does a phenomenal job of building depth. And the one thing about the Cleveland Browns that we see today that's different than in the past is that this year we don't, you know, the positions is pretty set. You know, now we're not drafting guys that, oh, we need this fifth round pick to be really good to come in and be a player for us. No, he can do the proper thing where he can sit down, sit back for a year, study the game, get better, And then when it's his time to go in there, you know, he's ready to go instead of us rushing to put somebody in there that might not be quite ready yet. So I think he's done a really remarkable job of building this roster to getting a lot of depth pieces. Obviously, last year was a testament that you got to have more than one because they're one injury away. And it was so many times that backups went in the game and they were still productive as the starter. So that's where I give Andrew Berry a ton of credit, because as a GM, it's hard to recognize that type of talent and be able to keep those guys on your roster.
Tyvus, I'm not asking you to think for him, but I'm wondering, if you're Deshaun Watson going into the season, what are you thinking? And is how make or break is it for his future, knowing that the debt, that the draft debt has been paid off on him moving forward, that if they maybe want to look in a different direction at the end of the season, they could. I don't know fiscally, I don't know that it'd be that easy, but I'm just wondering, if you're Deshaun, what are you thinking?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Going into this next season.
If I'm Deshaun, I need to go in here. First of all, I need to hold myself to a very high standard. You know, that's the thing. No matter what, all the trades and all the injuries and all the talk, all of that doesn't really faze me because I am the toughest critic on myself anyways. So if I'm Deshaun, I'm thinking to myself, I need to have an unbelievable season this season. I need to get back to being who I was. You know, I've seen glimpses of it. I've showed flashes of it. I know it's there. I know the greatness is inside of me because I literally just went out there on my last time with that orange and brown, won a game. I had an unbelievable performance. So I know it's that greatness is still inside of me. You got a group of guys that believe in me in that locker room. And I think that's the biggest thing for, if I was Deshaun, that'd be the biggest thing for me. these guys have rolled with me through everything. You know, they listen to the criticism that I've gotten, and they stand up for me. They still go out there and fight alongside of me. You know, maybe a lot of them didn't want me here. That doesn't matter at all. Only thing that matters is when it's time to go to battle, these guys is riding with me, you know, and they stood there and they listened to the criticism. Away games, they sit there and listen to the criticism that I got to go with, that I got to go through, you know. So I kind of owe these guys everything because it's hard to find a group of people that will stand by you through the ups and the downs in life. So I owe these guys a really good season, and as long as I'm healthy, we got a chance to be really great. And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give it my all this year. I'm not going to think about the money. I'm not going to think about all the stuff that people may say or the disappointment or what anything anybody says. The only thing that matters is the guys that's in the locker room and the guys that's in that building. And I'm going to make sure that I give it everything I got to make sure that I make them look good and make them feel that this was the right decision.
Tyvus Powell joining us.
If I was Deshaun.
Tyvus Powell joining us from the Browns Radio Network. Sorry, everybody. Wide receiver position. Browns brought in Thrash in the fifth round, but you have Amari Cooper, and then I think you have everybody else who is trying to do stuff that they haven't yet done in their career, make a step forward. Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Elijah Moore. Are you okay with what they have at wide receiver, assuming and thinking that a couple of these guys are going to really emerge and improve their game?
Yeah, I think the talent, from a talent standpoint, their talent, they have the best talent, you know, to be great. I think it's up to that. Also comes down to the quarterback. You know, the thing about what do we love about Joe Flacco last year? It wasn't necessarily all the passing yards. It was the fact that he took that same wide receiver group that we questioned and he made them look good. He made them play above themselves. You know, they look really productive in games. So we know that the receivers, even before Jerry Jeudy, we know that this wide receiver room can be extremely productive because we literally just watched another quarterback do it. And I think that's where Deshaun comes in again. He has to get that chemistry down. If Joe Flacco can do it in a matter of days, then you should be able to do it with a bunch of time through training camp and all of those things. So I'm comfortable with the wide receiver group. I think Jerry Jeudy is going to be a really good piece. I know that in the NFL it hasn't been great, but I think that with Deshaun, a guy that he respects and he admires, I think that he'll get back to where he wants to be.
Great to have you with us, buddy. Thank you.
Tyvus, thank you.
I'll see you guys soon.
We can't wait. It's coming up. Thanks, Tyvus.
I'll fire up the microphones for you. You're good.
There he is. Tyvus Powell joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.